Osiris.
Before we get into the show, we want to tell you about a partner we think you should know about called 1906. It's an edibles company, and they're going to have a really cool limited edition product release at Dick's this year. And we thought that this 12 Days to Dick's series would be a great time to tell you about this. 1906 has teamed up with Tom Marshall to create two limited edition designs called Amphibian Edition. This collaboration was, of course, inspired by Tom's band Amphibian, which began in 1999. This collaboration focuses on two of 1906's most show-friendly products, Go Beans, which are for energy, and Bliss Cups for happiness. And who doesn't need a little bliss every now and then, especially now, leading up to Dick's? So these two limited edition designs will be available in 8 to 10 stores in the Denver area starting Monday, August 27th. Each special edition packages features an amphibian-inspired design that commemorates the three-night run and culminates in the Bliss Lounge, which is going to be in the lot outside of Dick's both Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to go to Dick's, come by, see the space, say hello to Tom and the 1906 folks, and get fish-inspired makeup artistry for the show. So to find out where the amphibian editions are going to be around Denver and to get details on the Bliss Lounge, check out Instagram 1906. New highs, and we'll also put that in the show notes. Have fun out there.
Osiris.
Everybody, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is RJ. I'm here with Jonathan. Hi.
Hi.
Jonathan and I had a strange several days together in an RV, as I'm sure many listeners have similar stories of strange few days over the last week.
Yeah, I think that's a good short version of of what happened.
So we're bringing you a quick hit, and we're calling this Quick Hits to Dick's. We're going to do 12 days of quick hits from the past. So we're going to start with today, 1989, and we're going to work our way all the way through 1.0 to the year 2000, which should drop on the first day of Dick's. So we thought that, I think, Jonathan, that we could give a little something back to the community by turning people's attention to, you know, awesome fish jams that we probably haven't listened to in a while.
Right. I think it's a little known fact that fish has been awesome for a long time. Right.
That is little known. Yeah, it's a really good point.
So we're going to shine a light on that.
Yeah, well, we've been listening, you know, particularly to the Baker's Dozen and 2018 for a long time, and it's good to go back. And we've been over the past few days just listening to some older stuff, and it's fun to go back, and it does help remind you of the kind of history of this band.
Right, and I don't think that anything that we're going to play is particularly obscure, mm-hmm. but we did try to steer away from some of the heaviest of hitters. Mm-hmm. So if you think that, you know, we're going back to this year, you might have a few things that come to the top of your mind that we might be playing. And well, we might not be playing those because right. You've heard them. And
Yeah, we're going to try to stay away from official releases. And yeah, it's sort of the best known, right?
Right.
So, Jonathan, what I guess before we get in our time machine and go back to 1989 and talk a little bit about the jam we're going to play, do you have any updated feelings, thoughts, opinions on Curveball and how it all played out? Or is it just sort of like trying to get it in the past at this point and see what happens?
Well, it will be in the past. I can't put it there. I can't wish it there. It's just that's where it is.
Sure.
But it's, I don't know, man, it's kind of a bummer, but it was what it was, you know. What else could they do? You know, it had to go down, and it's too bad. As I've seen on the internet, lots of people had a great time this weekend in spite of themselves, in spite of the absence of a fish thing. People got together, people hung out. We had ourselves, I think, a pretty good, pretty swell time adventuring mm-hmm. across Pennsylvania. And RJ, by the way, is a champion RV driver. If he is part of your RV situation, you should go ahead and make sure he's down as a driver because he can do it.
I drove a lot. I was
excellent
so tired.
Job too.
But thanks, man. But I think a lot of people we know, at least from the internets, tried to make the most of it. And I think people are probably just looking forward to Dix as we are, and Fall Tour, which we also are. So, I think you're right. It's just, it's a bummer, but we've got to keep moving.
Everybody in this community is just, we just need another fish show. And the good news is they're coming. They're coming up.
Yeah, they are.
And this is the road. This is going to take us there.
The saddest thing for me was that I didn't get to wear my Columbia soccer jersey again, but I'll bring it to Hampton. Just kidding. That was not the saddest thing. There were other sad things. So, Jonathan, tell us about this show that we're going to pull a jam from 89.
Okay, this is one I've talked about on the HF Pod before, and it is definitely one of my all-time favorite tapes, and it is the 528-89 Ian McLean's Party at Connie Condon's Farm, Hebron, New York. And we're going to jump into the second set for the Mike song into I Am Hydrogen into Weekapaw Groove. I love this tape. Did I say that already?
Yes. Okay. But I agree. It was one of the first that I had. And it's not to be confused with Ian's Farm, which was from 87.
Right.
Same town. But this is Ian McLean's Party at Connie Condon's Farm.
Right. So the following year, he moved the party to another spot, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
But it seems to be roughly Memorial Day, kind of early summer party. This is Memorial Day weekend. It was a Sunday?
It was a Sunday.
It was, in fact, a Sunday.
Jonathan, tell people a little bit about this jam. I mean, if you've heard the tapes at all, there's some hilarity throughout. There's like a unique vocal jam in the You Enjoy Myself in the first set. There's all kinds of interesting stuff. The people who want Fish to play jazz would be happy about this tape, because there's a lot of jazzy stuff. But tell us about the Mike's Groove.
Well, I mean, this whole show is full of great banter and it's a huge demonstration of their sense of humor. They're loose. Some have accused them of being intoxicated, but I don't think it's at the expense of their playing, so I can't be sure. They're just having fun. And this kind of Fish having fun on stage is exactly where my mind went when I heard the Camden Mike song with the Fuck Your Face teases. Mm-hmm. It was a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of play that they're mm-hmm. doing on stage. They're not just playing the song, but they're toying around and having a good time. This one, of course, has this like double time false start, which is hilarious to me. Even Trey cracks himself up, and then it has the "Here comes the beer" shouts and stuff, and the fake vomit noises right. referencing the keg run that late in the first set they're trying to get somebody to drive on a keg run.
It's pretty cool. I don't blame them.
It's real.
Someone's got to go get beer,
Right. And then it comes in, and then there's the great little like HBO theme song tease about four minutes in to the Mike song. And I mean, it's just slamming. The hydrogen is good, and the weak bug is just rocking, just rocking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. And the tapes are still pretty good for, it's just funny that these tapes at some party at someone's farm, from
right.
so long ago, I guess any tapes like old Dead tapes and stuff, you feel the same way, but there obviously weren't like professional rigs set up at this thing. It was people taping the show, right?
Right. It seems like a patch out of the board or something. It's
mm-hmm.
it's pretty great. And I've listened to it a billion times.
I think Trey was talking about like several times throughout. He's asking for more guitar in the monitor and more snare drum in the monitor. It's sort of like while they're playing, he's like doing.
It's an
doing
ongoing gag
sound.
Almost, but I think it's a real need.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of funny. It's like a sound check, except they're actually playing. But all right, well, let's let people listen to this Mike's Hydrogen, which I know you're a big fan of.
Yes.
And Weekapaw, right?
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll come back tomorrow and do another song or something.
We will. We'll see you in 1990.
That was silly. sure do.
Nice.
Take it to Winkapop!